He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, January 21st. And defensive line coach Bill Kohler had his second day on the job. He's already rolling up his sleeves and getting after some game film. I'll tell you what he's seeing and what he's thinking about the Texans' defensive line. But first, Texans fans remember, Mario Williams and Andre Johnson are going to the Pro Bowl, and HoustonTexans.com will be with them. Yes, HoustonTexans.com will provide all the coverage of the Pro Bowl trip. So log on for the latest stories and videos.
Alright, 72.
Defensive line coach Bill Kohler brings with him 20 years of NFL experience. He spent the last 3 years with the Buffalo Bills, coaching the defensive line there. And players from the Bills say that he is a very hard-nosed, old-school type of coach. He expects 100% every single day. That means he's going to need to get a lot out of some players, some young players like defensive tackle Moby Okoye, who many say underperformed last season. Here's what Kohler had to say about wanting to get the best out of Okoye.
I just, stay on him and keep working on technique and get him to, you know, play. And really, everybody's the same. You got to play full speed every play. If you're tired, come out, let somebody else go in. We're not going to have you out on the field, you know, playing 50, 60 plays if you're tired. We want everybody that's out on the field being able to play 100% at all times, and we'll get that through, you know, that's what we need to do.
In fact, many of the Bills were surprised to see Kohler go. He'd been working on his deal with the Texans for over a week, and the Bills didn't want to let him out of his contract. But in the end, they decided it was best to let Kohler move on.
Coach Giron had said, when we first got there that, he wouldn't hold anybody back if it was a move that you really wanted to make and stuff. And it was nice of him to, you know, give me that opportunity. And then they had a, you know, squirt with the GM, Russ Brandon, and Ralph Wilson. And it went for quite a while. It wasn't like it was a, one-day deal. We'd been working on it there, Texans had been working on it for over a week, and it finally came to be the other day.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.